Call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
And to the thousands of years, come in contact with a number of remarkable people. One of them is Philip Devlin, and we used to certainly have Bill on a regular basis. Whatever happened, we sort of lost track of him. Until the other day, I was going through a magazine. I noticed an article that had mentioned a new DVD called Cancer Cure, put out by Bill Snevlin. Now, as you know, I have been diagnosed with cancer. I'm under treatment and certainly doing quite well with not only conventional treatment, but with alternative treatment. However, certainly you have heard through the years all sorts of rumors that there are treatments, there are cures for cancer that are being actively suppressed. And the average individual would say that couldn't be true. I mean, after all, nobody would be that crass, indifferent. I will tell you that since I've had cancer, I've come in contact with a number of people, and I'm not so certain that that is the crass, but that there really are not people out there that are actively suppressing cancer treatment. So I asked for Bill Snevlin to be with us this morning, and I think we're probably going to carry his DVD. We think it's an important subject. Bill, thank you very much for being with us this morning. Why don't you tell us your view on cancer treatments, and are they really some treatments that are being suppressed?
Sure. Well, it's great to be back, Dr. Stan. Excuse me. One slight correction. It's called Cancer War.
Cancer War. Thank you very much.
No, that's okay, because you know how it is. I mean, if you start saying cancer cures, the FDA starts running after you with, you know, hammers and tongs.
Right.
So, anyhow, yeah. Basically, I would totally support what you just said. We've been investigating this stuff for many years. I mean, you may not know, but I'm a naturopathic doctor and an herbalist, and so I've been pursuing, you know, helping people through natural means for many, many years. There's a lot out there, and I want to start just by sharing a kind of, if you will, a medical testimony of my own. Back in 1980, at that time, I happened to have been a Mormon. Now, I was diagnosed with colon cancer. And at the time, I was eating, you know, the SAD, the standard American diet. McDonald's every day for lunch and all that. Well, they wanted to cut out part of my colon. And at that time, I was acquainted with a guy who was a dentist. This is in Milwaukee, and he was secretly a naturopathic doctor, but he used his dental practice as a kind of cover story, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, he said, no, don't do that. He says, change your diet and go get some colonic therapy. And so he sent me to this woman who was a colon therapist, and, well, in one night, I lost 35 pounds. And it was all poop. You know, they've been impacted inside of my colon for probably many, many years. Because at that time, I was around 30 years old. And it was like a moment of revelation for me that I needed to start cleaning up my act. To make a long story short, I started juicing. I started cutting back on animal products. And I got rid of the colon cancer. And, it's now been over nearly 35 years. And I'm still healthy as can be, so hallelujah. And that kind of got me on the road to thinking, okay, there's something that we're not being told here. And as you have said, There are just, you know, all sorts of cures out there, most of which are not even allowed to be practiced in this country. There are, like, I call them medical emigres that have had to flee America and either go to Mexico or go to Europe to get cancer treatment because, you know, basically, even though this is the land of the free and the home of the brave, there's all sorts of these treatments that you cannot do, or else jackbooted thugs from the FDA will come around and break down your door and rifle through your files and harass your patients. And it really is, you know, very scary because, as I say in this DVD, cancer is a terrifying thing. You know, I mean, and I don't need to tell you that, obviously, but, you know, I mean, to have that diagnosis is kind of scary. And so many people, they just sort of roll over and play dead for the medical pharmaceutical establishment, do whatever they say. And of course, the only legal ways really to treat cancer in this country are either chemotherapy or surgery or radiation. And none of those things work really well by themselves. But they can work well if you use adjunctive therapies, such as we discuss in this DVD. And, but maybe before I get into that, I want to tell one other, this is not my personal story, but many of your listeners may have heard of Royal Rife. He was a brilliant engineer and a scientist back in the early part of the 20th century. And this guy actually, you know, in 1934, he came up with a treatment for cancer. He went to the University of Southern California to demonstrate to the world with scientific research that cancer cells vibrate at a certain frequency. Now, that sounds kind of weird and spooky, but, you know, the funny thing is it worked. And during his experiments at USC, 100% of the terminal cancer patients in the study were completely cured within 4 months. And he did this by increasing the intensity of a cancer cell's frequency. And that way they die without harming the normal cells around them, unlike radiation, which can certainly harm the cells around the cancer cells. So anyway, this is part of documented scientific record. But when Rife would not cooperate with the pharmaceutical companies and the AMA, his office was vandalized, his labs were burnt to the ground, and his files were confiscated by the police. Now, think about this. He had a proven cure for cancer 80 years ago that now almost no one knows about. And he wasn't the only one.
I know, because we at one time did a lot of research on this ourselves. We put together a 4-CD set, which we still have on possibly on cancer. And so the life story is an incredible one. Here's a man with a treatment for cancer almost, what are we talking about, 70 years ago, 90 years ago, and that treatment was effectively suppressed 80 years ago. And there's no question at all, this is real, ladies and gentlemen, but you're not to hear about this through regular channels. We'll be back in just a moment with Bill Stavlis here at the American Pizza.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Stand back here. Our guest is Devlin. He'll pick up the story.
Well, the thing that I think a lot of people have to understand is that behind all this is this, you know, medical pharmaceutical oligarchy, which is making billions and billions of dollars. And as we document in this DVD, it all began with a fusion of two powerful entities. And one of them was the Rockefeller family and their Standard Oil, you know, conglomerate, which was at that time one of the largest corporations in the world. And over in Europe, IG Farben, which was a German company in Frankfurt that was a huge cartel of chemical companies and all that, and was also the beating heart of the Nazi war machine back in the 30s and 40s. And these two units, if you will, came together. And they had an idea that if they could take the byproducts from petroleum, which of course at that time Standard Oil was cranking out billions and billions of, you know, gallons of petroleum, that they could take that and use that to make pharmaceutical drugs, and they could make more money off these byproducts. And so the pharmaceutical industry, which is at that time very much in its infancy, it was basically a patent medicine show, so to speak, that it was funded by Rockefeller and IG Farben, and it got bigger and bigger and bigger. And of course, now it is, you know, one of the largest industrial conglomerates in the world. They make literally trillions of dollars off of, just in America, for example, Americans spend $2 trillion a year now on health care. And $1 trillion of that is for drugs. Now, that's just an insane amount of money, especially when you consider, if you look at the stats, America is like the 35th most healthy country in the world. I mean, Iceland is healthier than we are. You know, several quote-unquote third-world countries are healthier than we are. And yet we spend more money on health care than any other nation in the world. And like somebody once said, but we started on our DVD with this quote, you know, "If it don't make sense, there's a buck in it." Somebody's getting very rich off of the misery and the suffering of tens of thousands of Americans. And, you know, this is something I emphasize in the DVD. The drug industry can make much more money by keeping people sick than by making them well. So most drugs, and I mean, I know you're a physician, you know, but, you know, most drugs are palliative. They relieve symptoms. But they don't really cure, you know, like, you know, like if you have a headache, you know, everybody, "Oh, I'll go take an Advil or a Tylenol," you know, but they don't ask themselves, most Americans, okay, why do I have a headache? What's the underlying cause of the headache? And in the same way, I mean, that's a minor thing, but in the same way, people don't ask themselves, okay, I've received a cancer diagnosis, why do I have the cancer? They just want to go to a doctor, have them give them a magic pill, and make it all better. And it doesn't work like that. It really doesn't, because we are complex organisms, and we're also spiritual organisms. And, you know, I get into this in the DVD, there's spiritual reasons behind some of these things. And, you know, you need to be able to deal with that, too. So it's really, you know, the reason they are suppressing cures is because there's too much money being made. I mean, It's a multi-billion dollar industry to do cancer research. And, you know, for example, there are actually more people that are making money off of cancer in this country than have cancer. And there's something wrong with that picture, especially when you consider that, you know, good old President Nixon, way back in 1972, I think it was, he declared war on cancer, you know. And since that time, we've poured billions and billions and billions of dollars into research, and with only about the AMA acknowledges there's only been about a 5% improvement in terms of cancer survivors. And that's partly because they've jiggled the numbers. They've changed the way they do medical reporting and all of that to make things look a little better. So actually, it's probably not even that good. And, you know, and that's because, you know, they're using these three techniques, you know, which I mentioned, radiation and surgery and chemo, that frankly don't do that well unless you do other things as adjunctive therapy.
Well, I would add, though, that there are actually two basic groups of cancer. One of the traditional cancer, the colon, the pancreas, the esophagus, the lung, and then there are the leukemia and lymphoma groups, and they actually do better with the chemotherapy than the others. Some of the leukemia, lymphoma actually do get better and do improve, but maybe we're talking 30-40% of them. We used to have 100% mortality. Now, of course, we improve that with the chemotherapy treatments, and then, of course, if you use the alternative treatment along with that, then, of course, you can get dramatic increase because, of course, the alternative treatments actually potentiate the action of the chemotherapy agents against the lymphomas and leukemias. But, of course, then they protect the good cells. Trouble is with the chemotherapy, why it kills all of the bad cells, it kills all the good cells, too. So at least there is for those people who have it, if they understand that these treatments are available, and you will never hear of them, to organized medicine. And it's not because the doctors are bad. It's not because the doctors want to hurt you. I know. I'm part of the medical profession. Most doctors will do anything they can to help their patients, but they're as much in the dark about this as anybody else is. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and I try to emphasize this in the DVD. Doctors are mostly very fine people. You know, and they aren't in it for the money. They're trying to help people, but they don't get any training on this in medical school. It's not in the journals, you know, because, and I mentioned this in the DVD, that they're one of the things, and to me, it is an act of evil genius what they did when the same group, basically, of big plutocrats that set up this pharmaceutical conglomerate also was behind the Federal Reserve Act and the income tax amendment. And what they did is they wrote into the tax law this idea of foundations, that if you're a wealthy individual, you can take and pour your money into foundations for quote-unquote charitable purposes. And that way you get this huge tax write-off. That's why all these people like, you know, the Rockefellers and whatnot, you know, they pay very little of any taxes, even though they're billionaires, because they pour all their money into the foundation. Now, here's where the trap snaps shut. Surprising to many people, these people who are uber, uber rich are not in favor of capitalism because they want cartels. They want a controlled economy. And that's why, for example, Standard Oil supported the communist revolution in 1917 in Russia. That's why they were behind the Nazis. You know, many people know that Rockefeller actually gave money to help put Hitler in power because Hitler was a socialist, the National Socialist Party. Well, anyway, so there's a tendency in these foundations, in these super-rich families, to be very left-wing, very liberal, very progressive, very socialistic. And so what they will do is, they'll do two things with these foundations. They will pour money into colleges and universities, you know, but they will kind of say, okay, but you have to put people in the chairs, you know, like the political science department or the history department, whatever, that fit our paradigm, which is a left-wing socialistic paradigm. And then they go to the medical schools and the medical journals, and they will say, okay, we'll endow your medical college, you know, Harvard Medical or whatever it might be, with $1 million, but you have to only talk about pharmaceutical drug therapy. You can't talk about vitamins. You can't talk about herbs. You can't talk about diet. And because of that, as you say, most doctors don't know what this stuff is all about. They've been told from the get-go, probably both in their undergraduate work and in their medical schools, that this thing is quackery. That things like Laetril or whatever, this is all just quackery and nonsense. And, you know, and then they go out into the world, they got this huge medical school debt, you know, they've got to pay that off, they're busy, and of course, what's happening now with Obamacare and all of that is making them more busy because they're pushing more papers than they are seeing patients, and they don't have time. And unless there's somebody like you, Dr. Stan, or other forward-looking people, you know, like, you know, for example, Dr. Mercola, who's out in our neck of the woods here, and others, you know, there's more and more of them that have taken it upon themselves to do their own research instead of just being spoon-fed by the pharmaceutical establishment. They've discovered the truth. But most doctors are too busy and too overworked and too burdened with debt to take the time to go to seminars, because they have to do that anyhow. They have to go and get, you know, upgrades to their education that are required by the state for their medical license. So they don't have time unless they really are motivated. And I don't hold any of this against them. It's not really their fault. It's the fault of these plutocrats that are above them, that are running the medical schools, that are running the pharmaceutical companies. And as I'm sure many of your listeners know, there's this kind of weird iron triangle between the medical colleges, the pharmaceutical industry, and the FDA, where people go out, they might be on the FDA, and then they go into the pharmaceutical industry, and they make millions of dollars there. And it just goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And that's why, and again, we talk about this in a DVD, the FDA isn't doing what people think it's doing. It basically serves as a protection racket for the pharmaceutical industry. That's why, you know, you can have all of these people, you know, that are dying, say, from Tylenol, and they don't do anything about it for years and years and years, or Vioxx, and, you know, almost every 6 months we hear of a new drug that's out there that's killing people, and they don't, you know, they don't really do anything about it for a while until the public outcry becomes so profound they have no choice. And yet, here's the irony. The irony to me is that they will turn around and they will watch vitamins and herbs like a hawk. And yet, you know, the fact of the matter is a person is like 62,000 times more likely to die of a drug than of taking a vitamin C pill or an herb like, you know, echinacea or something. And yet there, and the other side of this is, of course, that if you look at the media, you know, all the news shows, you know, they all have huge numbers of pharmaceutical advertisements. You know, every other commercial is for a drug. And because of that, the news media is reluctant to ever do a story that makes the drug companies look bad. And on the flip side, they're all too willing to do stories that make, you know, vitamins look bad or herbs look bad. And so the individual person, unless they're really motivated and really, you know, kind of a self-starter, they just sit there and let the media spoon feed them all this stuff. And it's really unfortunate because it's the diets that Americans are on and many other European country citizens are on are killing us, frankly. They really are.
As incredible as it may seem, this is actually true. And as a physician, I graduated from medical school back in 1952, and so I've been a physician for well over 60 years. Medicine is a wonderful and noble profession. Unfortunately, it has been compromised by wicked and evil people who are actively suppressing effective treatments. And We'll be talking more about that. If you have a question, give us a call at 1-877-254-7524, and we'll be certainly offering this DVD. We think it's vitally important. 877-254-7524 if you have a question or a comment for our guest, Bill Schneblen, and his book, his DVD, Cancer War. There is a war against cancer. It is being fought against the cures for cancer so that you'll never hear about them. And there are people, an increasing number of people, who are learning. But it's so difficult for people to believe that anything could be this horrendous. There could be people who be suppressed in treatment. People are dying every day and they're just really turn them out. The land of the free.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Did you see the size of that commission?
That certainly was a large commission.
Where's the gold?
It's a very, very big commission.
Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, you get a lot less gold, and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
Well, Dr. Chan, our guest this morning, Joe Kaplan, and we're talking about his DVD, Cancer War. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Most people are going to, Sydney, when they first hear this, say, that couldn't be true. Well, I will assure you it is true. I did a series of DVDs, of programs, maybe a decade and a half ago. We still have them called Cancer Cure. I just called Cancer. It affords interviews going into the background of the very things we're talking about this morning. Bill, how much is do you retail your product for?
It's $24.95, and it is a two DVD set. It's about 3.5 hours of teachings.
Okay, fine. Well, would you like to go ahead and get your address out, your telephone number, so people can get in touch with you? We will be carrying it, but people can get it from you as well. How can they get in touch with you?
Well, basically, our website is withoneaccord.org, withoneaccord.org. And you can reach us there. And otherwise, our phone number is 563-513-2148. And we're in the Central Time Zone here, so be aware of that.
What sort of response are you getting from your DVD?
Well, it's been huge. I mean, I'm just looking. It really just hit the streets in the last, week. And I can't even tell you. I mean, I know it's been well over, just off our website. And, of course, it's being also marketed by David Bay at Cutting Edge Ministries, who's the producer of the film. And they're selling them like crazy. We've sold, I think, well over 50 just in the last few days. And,
well, David Bay is a friend of ours. It must have been his website that I, or his communications, we got learned about it for. Because it's vitally important, ladies and gentlemen, that you understand there really are effective treatments that are being actively suppressed. If you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment on this subject, but I think it's a vitally important subject and simply reflects the degree really of evil. And there's no other explanation I can come up for other than organized evil, actively suppressing a treatment, and treatment for the better part of a century that would have saved literally millions of lives. But certainly, as Bill has said, there's a spiritual component to this. In fact, there's a spiritual component to literally everything going on today. But there's a spiritual component to this whole issue of the treatment of cancer. Well, basically, what would you tell the average patient out there who's listening today? Perhaps they have somebody who has cancer. They have a friend, a relative. What would you tell them?
Well, and again, I'm not a medical doctor, and I just need to say this, that I don't, I don't claim to be able to cure cancer. I would just basically tell people what I would do if I were in this situation. I would, number one, get off of meat and dairy for the most part. I would eat organic foods only because, as many of your listeners know, most other foods are full of GMO and other nasty things that can mess with our hormones and so on. So that would be number one, is to reduce the amount of meat and dairy because that will lower the stress on your liver. There are certain protocols that are available. And I know I think you're selling a book about, Dr. Brzezinski's work down in Texas, the guy is an amazing physician, and he's got a brilliant thing that he's doing down there to help people. Obviously, if you can afford to get down there and do it, because unfortunately, a lot of these treatments are not covered by typical insurance, because of course the medical establishment will not allow that to happen. Another thing that I think is really excellent that I would do, and these are things that are available in America, okay? There's a compound called salicinium, and it is really a brilliant thing. It's done with IV treatment, and basically you go through a 3-week course of treatment, and you can find doctors. And one thing I will say, we provide lists of both books, resources and websites on the last part of our DVD. So if people have, friends or relatives or whatever that are suffering from cancer, they can go and read this stuff for themselves. But anyhow, the salicinium treatment basically works in a way, it's kind of like a Trojan horse, where it will, IV treatment, it'll go in, and because it's like sugar, it appears chemically to be like sugar, cancer cells love it. And they will just take it in, and then it punches holes in the protective sheath, the protein sheath that cancer cells have that keep them cloaked for our immune system. So then the immune system could go in there and just you know, nuke the thing, so to speak. And that's a brilliant thing. Now, if you want to talk about things that are in other countries like Mexico, there's the Gerson therapy, which has been around for many, many years. Dr. Max Gerson, back in the 30s, fled, Europe because of the Nazis and came here, he and his daughter, Charlotte. And now Charlotte is still running the show, and they have amazing cure rates. They have a clinic in San Diego, but they have to do their actual treatment across the border in Tijuana because, you know, if they were to try and do what they're doing in America, the FDA would be pounding down their doors.
Hold on. We do have a caller. Oh, who's calling in? Again, our number, 877-254-7524. But who's the caller?
This is Ruth in Denver.
Okay, Ruth. Right ahead. Do you have a question or comment?
I want to talk about the terrible things the drug company did to Mark Taylor. He's a survivor of Columbine. He was shot 8 times. So he and his mother and all the survivors of Columbine learned that one of the shooters was on an antidepressant. And so they were going to sue the drug company, and the drug company said, you have to withdraw this suit. Well, Mark Taylor and his mother were the only ones that did not want to withdraw it. So when it was time to go to court, they took Mark back to the judge's chamber, and they said, well, you know, we're just going to give you this much money, not what you really want. And we don't think you should keep the money. We think you should give it to a nonprofit. So they talked him into giving the money that he would have gotten from the suit to a nonprofit. And then when he went to down in Colorado Springs to a bookstore where his book was, Mark Taylor, they had the police there and they took him into custody. They said, you are of danger. You're of danger to yourself. And so
this is really not on the subject. We can't. I sympathize with what you're saying. Your story is accurate, and for Mark Taylor, the victim, but we're really talking about cancer and cancer treatment. Thank you so much for calling in. We do have another caller. Who's calling in?
Hi, this is Lynn. My brother was a chemist, and he got cancer in 1970, and I worked very hard to do research. And the one thing, and he didn't touch any of the chemo.
Hold us off. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and we have a caller. Who's calling in?
I'm Lynn. I'm in Northern Colorado.
Yes.
And
you were telling us about your brother.
Yes. And the one thing that I wish I had known, and I'm sure he would have been alive today, is that I found out later, was that Dr. Linus Pauling had a clinic on Long Island that did the intravenous, the liquid vitamin C,
mm-hmm.
and he saved so many people. And that's the one thing I didn't know about in time. But now there's other doctors doing that around
the country.
Yes, there is. The country.
In fact, we even have a book by one of them, by Dr. Levy, on vitamin C. And that's available along with many of the other books we have at Radio Liberty. So we'll give you the background of the alternative treatments that are out there that are being actively suppressed today, and millions of people have died because of this criminal activity. Go right ahead. Anything else you want to say?
Just that I'm so happy that we're learning more and more to take care of ourselves, and I thank you for your guest.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Fine. A telephone number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. This is a new DVD. It's only been out for a couple of weeks. Cancer War. Our guest, Phil Steblin. Phil, said me, how would you respond to the various callers we've had?
Well, I certainly am familiar with Dr. Linus Pauling's work. And yes, one of the things we mentioned is the use of IV vitamin C therapy. I mean, most people, when they hear about vitamin C, they think, oh, I'm going to take a 500 milligram pill or something. Well, if you have cancer, you can't orally take enough vitamin C without ripping up your gut. So if you can find a doctor that's willing to do it, and there are many, as this lady said, around the country now, that will give you an IV of vitamin C, like 10 grams or more, that can really help with cancer amazingly. And odd enough, the first caller, I think, that mentioned the whole thing with the pharmaceutical drugs and gun shootings, we have a couple DVDs out about the whole whole psychiatric side of this, which is equally scary. It's called Medical Murder and then Mind Control Gun Confiscation. Those are two DVDs where we discuss the dangers of psychiatric drugs as well.
And basically, the average individual is caught up in a medical system he doesn't understand. And suddenly he identifies with his doctor, because his doctor, I believe, in almost all instances, really wants to help him. But when you go to medical meetings, they do not allow this sort of thing to be discussed. If you read medical journals, they are not discussed. And suddenly the detailed people come to the doctor's office from the pharmaceutical industry on a regular basis and tell them how about these wonderful new treatments, and they never discuss the treatments that really work. They only discuss the treatments that don't work. The doctor is a victim, but until people understand that the patient is a victim as well, and they better start getting information, and that's why I'm really so pleased that you and David Bay have put out this new DVD.
Yeah, you know what's funny, though, to underscore your statement that the doctors are not really complicit in these kind of evil things that are going on higher up in the echelon, so to speak. Recently, I saw an article where many oncologists are really protesting the high cost of cancer treatment. And they're actually raising their voices because there are some cancer treatments that cost, you know, $100,000 a year. You know, and that's just amazingly expensive, and especially for the results that come from it.
Well, not only that, of course, but many times the oncologist has to buy the products from the pharmaceutical industry, and he may make it $10 on this product he's given. It's going to cost the patient $1,000. It truly is immoral what's going on today, and nobody is speaking out against this. And so the average individual really doesn't understand. He of course equates the massive cost with the oncologist, with the doctor, rather than with an understanding that there really is an organized effort to suppress effective treatments for cancer today. Well, we've got about 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program. Bill, why don't you go right ahead?
Well, let me just talk for a moment about the spiritual side of this. I'm not by any means saying that everybody that gets cancer has some sort of weird spiritual problem. But, you know, a lot of times, let's face it, we're all human. We all have had brokenness in our lives, you know. And sometimes people, aside from the physical toxins that are out there that are manifold, I mean, in our air, our water, everything else, some people hold within themselves anger and bitterness and unforgiveness. And these things can really also create a spiritual and even physical environment in which cancer can flourish. Because, you know, in the DVD, I spent a lot of time explaining, okay, there's these scriptures that show, you know, the importance of forgiving people. And, you know, no, not everybody that gets cancer is a sinner, you know, by any means. But on the other hand, you know, we know that sometimes these things happen because, as C.S. Lewis says, pain is God's megaphone. You know, it's a way of getting our attention that there are things in our lives we need to deal with. And I would say prayer and self-examination and studying the Bible are critical components in any kind of recovery program from cancer or any other physical or even mental disorder. And, you know, because Jesus, Yahushua, the Messiah, has the answers. You know, he's the healer. You know, the doctors don't heal. If they're really good doctors, they can facilitate the healing. But he is the one who heals, and you need to turn to him.
Amen. I certainly couldn't improve on that. Certainly we covered the prayers that we have. I'm sure tens of thousands of our listeners out across America praying for me, but I hope they'll pray for the others, and we'll get this information out. I think it's vitally important that people understand there are alternative treatments that are being actively suppressed by what I believe is a conspiracy of evil in America today. And until you're ready to face this sort of thing, so there really are evil and wicked people out there who hate humanity and would see them suffer, why, of course, you really can't understand what's going on in America today, and why for over 80 years effective treatment that we know of. Bill, thank you very much for being with us. Hope to get you on our other program. It's a vitally important subject. God bless. Thanks so much.
Yes, been a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope that you enjoyed the program this morning. If you'd like to get Bill something, get that through him. You can get it to us by calling. It's called Cancer War, and you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. It's $24.95 plus shipping, and Exchange doesn't know about it. You can call them and tell them you want the DVD Cancer War. They'll get it for you. And then, of course, we have a 4-CD set that we put together many years ago that covers all of these things. If you prefer the CDs, why, it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We carry Dr. Brzezinski's book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough. We carry Dr. Russell Blaylock's wonderful book, One Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. The other book, Health and Nutrition Secrets Can Save Your Life. I believe we still have Dr. Levy's book on vitamin C. If not, we're going to have to replenish it because we think it's important. And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The DVD, Cancer War. My 4-CD set, Cancer. Dr. Blaylock, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And his other book, which we recommend strongly, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. And then, of course, Dr. Brzezinski's book and Dr. Levy's book. You must understand that the treatments are out there, effective treatment, and yet, of course, you're not going to hear them through regular channels. And, ladies and gentlemen, if you know people who have cancer, if you have cancer yourself, as what was said earlier, get away from the meat products, get away from the dairy products, and then, of course, get on the fruits and vegetables. God knows how to cure cancer, and there's a spiritual component to this. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Well, this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We do 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. We need your help to maintain our networks. We have networks both afternoon and evening, and then we do this program on the American Freedom Network. But we need your financial support so we can maintain our the stations and the city. If you are in a position to help us financially, our number 1-800-544-8927. If you're not in a position to help us financially, we do hope that if you believe in our message, that you'll pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection, because we are on the front lines of a truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Christian civilization is under attack. We're on the verge of a major financial collapse. We're on the verge of a major third world war. We're on the verge of a number of other catastrophic events that I fear are coming to America, because America has turned against God, and when a nation turns against God, God turns against that nation and brings his judgment. Yesterday, they had the highest level, the Dow Jones, the Standard & Poor's that ever hit. A massive stock market bubble is getting ready to collapse. You better make your preparations accordingly. And, of course, understand that behind everything going on today, whether it be the stock market, the wars in Europe, certainly,